Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Family, here's my friend Vashawn Mitchell with Joy. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Release your sound in here. This beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me.
Freedom though you captured me.
I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning. Soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy.
Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
We all sing it together. Come on.
There's beauty
in my brokenness.
I've got true love.
I've got true love
instead of pain.
Anybody free tonight?
There's freedom though you captured me.
Yeah,
I've got joy instead of mourning.
And you give me joy.
Down deep in my soul.
Down deep.
Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
I feel your joy.
Down deep in my soul.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I am so honored to have one of gospel's greats on the program. His name is Vashawn Mitchell, and the new CD project is called Secret Place, which is a deeply personal offering for Mitchell and displays expressive, passionate music that is timely and persuasive. The album's first single, Joy, is a mid-tempo song that is infectious, and its name is both declarative and profound. And it is profound just like this man of God that I've got on the line with us right now. What's up, Vashawn Mitchell?
What's going on?
Hey, it's an honor to have you on the program. For most people who do not know who you are, because I always say that there are new converts to Christ and they're listening to this interview and they're going, well, you know, I've never heard of him. I've never heard of his music. Let's take this quick opportunity to go all the way back to where you're from and how you first came into the knowledge of the Lord, and then walk us through how you got involved in music ministry, and then we'll take over from the current.
Wow, wow. Well, that's good. I'm Vashawn Mitchell, everyone. Originally from Chicago, Illinois, the birthplace, the home of gospel music, the home of Mahalia Jackson, the home of Albertina Walker, the Caravans, and so many other great gospel artists. But I started, you know, in church, you know, like most at an early age, my grandmother would take me to church, and I loved music. I was one of those little kids on the folding chair, had to stand up because I was so short, direct the little kids choir. But been a lover of gospel music since day one, and I've been writing. You know, I started writing for other artists and producing for my choir back in the day, Bishop Larry Trotter and Holy Spirit song on last, and just being behind the scenes, you know, as a writer for Bishop Morton, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and Smokey Norfolk, and the list goes on, until one day God gave me a song, Nobody Greater, that took Vashawn Mitchell's name to the world. And then from there, you know, I just continued to just write, hear, produce, and release the sound that God gives me for the world. So since then, you know, Turning Around For Me and Chasing After You and different music that God has given me. Now Joy, that has really changed the lives of people throughout the world.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, you've worked with some greats in gospel music, and you did mention the song Nobody Greater. That's one of those songs, you know, that I'm pretty sure when you minister around the world that they have to hear that song. It's sort of the signature song that will never go away. Just never. Is that correct? When you minister, I mean, is that the song that people just have to hear?
Yeah, you know, well, most places I go, people request Nobody Greater. And it's because it's a song that has met them at a certain place. And I say it this way, I thank God for using me to carry a song that was bigger than me to the masses. Because really, when you see different cultures, different nationalities, different languages of one particular song, it just shows you how big God really is.
Yeah. You know, I say that because my pastor, Bishop Jerry L. Maynard, he oftentimes in the middle of a sermon, he'll use the lyrics from your song. I mean, this is for years now. He'll stop, searched all over, couldn't find nobody great. You know, and it's just those words right there. They just simply just, even if you don't know a whole lot about God and you're new to Christ, like right now, there's somebody listening to this interview who just, they just come into the fold. They've been listening to secular music for years and they're just learning a little bit about gospel, and so they've sat in a church and then they've either heard those lyrics that I'm pretty sure a lot of preachers lift from that song, or they hear your song and it connects them in a way that is just at the basic level. And I know we're talking about the new CD project Secret Place, but just briefly, when you are writing Nobody Greater, what was going on? How do you come into what was going on with that song? That's just the best way I could put it.
Well, that song I didn't write. I arranged it for this project. It was
okay.
Written by a guy in Atlanta, Georgia. But when I first heard it, I knew it was supposed to be on the Triumphant project.
Gotcha.
Because at that time, most people, it was like 2008, 2009, and everyone I was meeting was like, man, I lost my job, or I don't know where God is. I can't get in school. And there's so many people were going through. The economy was considered to be crashing. And I wanted to kind of do a record as a whole that will point people back to the source and not their resource. So from the beginning of the records, you know, from Chasing After You to Triumphant to Nobody Greater, His Blood Still Works, was really a body of work to empower, encourage, and uplift the listeners everywhere. So this particular song really opened the door to the entire project that really blessed lives.
Yeah, amen. And you're an anointed man of God. I've just got to say that the music is just anointed. I'm not even going to go into the word anointing and what that means depending on where you worship, but thank you for that. So the CD Project Secret Place and this new song called Joy. What's the inspiration? Well, we know what joy is, but talk to us about joy and why joy is such a happy place, a good place, a place to be in God.
Well, the CD was recorded live in Johannesburg, South Africa, and the song Joy was really, really contagious throughout the room because just when we started singing it, by the time we got done, everyone in the room was saying, "You give me joy." And this is that joy that you just understand that and you're assured that God's got your back and He gives you joy down deep in your soul. The catch to it, you know, is just once you hear it, you want to keep hearing it, you want to keep singing it because it is really encouraging and empowering. From word one of the song.
So why Johannesburg? What's the word Johannesburg? why Johannesburg, South Africa?
Well, the project is called Secret Place, and I consider South Africa my secret place. So I wanted to share the music that God gave me as I was traveling to South Africa almost maybe 10 times in 1 year, if not more, and how, you know, I began to get revelation, inspiration. And just write songs, write music, and write a sound that I wanted to take to the world. And sometimes we forget that there's safety in that secret place. There's revelation in that secret place. And, you know, I want to share my secret place, but also encourage people to find their secret place again, that they don't be so busy being busy. We forget to really spend that time with God and hear from God.
Amen. Do you find that, and most artists, I already know, you're probably going to say, yeah, probably, that when you are overseas, especially in a place like Africa, that the worship experience is more intimate. I think that's the word that I'm looking for, that their worship is more, I don't want to say authentic, I don't want to say that, but they just, because they don't have the distractions that we have here, that when you worship there, when you minister there, it's just different.
Well, it's not only distractions. It is. I explained it this way because I couldn't mm-hmm. put my a word to it.
Yeah.
But I met a young lady when I was at a crusade, and she said, "Well, Vashawn, you all have to understand that when you get sick, you have doctors to go to, and sometimes that depending on the class,
yeah.
in certain areas of South Africa, certain areas of Mexico, whatever, all we have is our faith, and when all you have is your faith, your worship is on 100 because you just believe in God for healing. You believe in Him for anything. And I think sometimes we worship God. It's nothing against our worship, but sometimes our worship is not as aggressive because we still have those things that are easy to access, you know, like doctors and lawyers and different things that are not so accessible in different places. So the worship is magnified.
Gotcha. So our needs. So they worship based upon their needs, and we worship based upon our needs. Sort of that way. Yeah, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So Secret Place. What can we expect from the Secret Place album? And are there any collaborations on it? Because this is your what, seventh album?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're trying to call me a legend, I think. Or something. I don't know the word they use,
yeah.
but I guess I'm getting old. But it's my seventh album, and it is an amazing project. It is definitely, once you get the whole record, it's going to change lives as normal. But the energy of the project, I collaborated with one of South African's major artists, Reverend Benjamin Dube, who's an amazing singer there, but also Tasha Cobbs joined me on a song, and my mentor, B.B. Winans, join me on Nobody Greater. We did a new version of it, and just from beginning to end, it is really a sound that I believe is international. It's a sound that is for the nation, and the nation will worship, will praise, and will be encouraged through this new record.
Wow. So Tasha Cobb, she's a friend of this program, Real Gospel. How did you end up pulling her into the CD?
I produced both of her records.
Okay.
We're very close.
Okay.
So it's we're family. So okay. I asked her to come and do something. And she, now, mind you, she don't like flying, so 18 hours, but she did it for me.
Wow.
She did it for me. And asked her to come and just be a part of this sound that I was releasing. It was the first time that I recorded internationally. So I want, you know, some people who are close to me to be there and support as well.
Amen. Let me ask you a quick question as we begin to wind up the interview, because you said something that I should have known, that you produce a lot of her material. Sometimes I like to find out as much information as possible about a person, especially when it's the first time. This is our first time speaking. From a business aspect, because, you know, we love ministry. Can you give us some advice, those who are seeking to understand how the music industry works? What are some of the most important things business-wise that artists should know, or managers should know, people should know about the business side of gospel music, or music in general, or just how this works?
Well, first of all, we should understand how the industry is changing. It's not what it was 5 years ago. Definitely not what it was 2 years ago right now. So I encourage everyone to learn all you can about the industry you want to be a part of. I personally, in my 30s, went back to school for music business because, you know, I was already in the industry, but I made some decisions that were, you know, based upon what others said or what lawyers said, and not the knowledge of what I knew. So just learn all you can about the industry you want to be a part of. Google it, I say. You know, start to just educate yourself as well. You know, everyone may not be able to go to school, but educate yourself on song splits and on writer contracts and production contracts. You know, the singing part is easy. The recording part is easy because that's what we do. It is the paperwork is what we're not so knowledgeable about. So that's the best information I can give you. Just learn about it.
Yeah. Do you ever get an opportunity to watch the show Unsung?
I do.
Yeah. Because are you mystified like I am sometimes? But sometimes, you know, people want the fame and they don't understand right off. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to see how many artists have lost, you know, so much because they didn't understand the business on the front end. How does that affect you, when you being on both sides of the industry? When you see, sometimes you see they come out on the good side because they understood, and then a lot of times, more often than not, they didn't understand and they end up with nothing after making labels so much money. How does that make you feel when you see that sometimes?
Yeah. Well, because I understand the changes in the industry, it makes you, it both encourages you and it saddens you. You know, it encourages you to kind of do better, to change the game. You know, so some of the contracts that they had then, we don't have now. You know, labels are not doing everything no more.
Yeah.
We're in partnership. You know, I record my records and I partner with Motown. They put it out and market it, and we both benefit from it. Versus 10 years ago, when labels just paid for everything, and if it worked, it worked. If it didn't, it didn't. But also, I think it was Noel Jones who said one day, a man is not remembered by what he's done, but he's remembered by the fruit he produced. Mm. And I've taken that to heart. So, you know, producing Tasha Cobbs and executive producing with Anthony Brown Project, and, you know, making sure that connection was made to get him out on the label, will be remembered long after I'm gone. And I think that's more important than just building a legacy, continuing gospel music, and also birthing new artists and giving that opportunity while I still have a platform as well.
Amen. Amen. And chances are, now that I think about it, you mentioned Anthony Brown Group Therapy. I'm talking to the listeners right now. If you still buy CDs, because I like CDs instead of downloads, but, you know, whichever works. I just remember seeing your name on a lot of CD projects. So, because your list of artists whom you've worked for, who you've written for and produced and arranged and all that stuff is extensive. So, my friend, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel. Can you tell the listeners how they can find out more about you, how they can get in touch with you, and where they can get more information about Secret Place and Joy?
Oh, yes. Get Joy, everybody. Get Joy. Thank you for having me on the Real Gospel. And keep up with me, everybody, VashawnMitchell.com, Facebook, Vashawn Mitchell, Twitter, Vashawn Mitchell, Instagram, Vashawn Mitchell, and I'm even on Snapchat, Vashawn Mitchell. It's all Vashawn Mitchell.
Amen. Are you periscoping?
I try. I'm on there.
Yeah.
So catch me when you can.
Yeah, you're like me. Yeah, I'm on there, but I don't have the time. I got some friends who stay on there. I'm like, where do you find the time? I mean, but
I don't know how to get the time. I forget to set mine on sometimes.
All right. Vashawn Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.